Taylor, let's catch up. Now, we're doing this very specifically and very pointedly this week, all right? We're going to keep this.
We're trying to keep them from rambling for 20 minutes because
Result.
very about the Eagles.
It's an interesting season, and it got a little interesting. And perhaps my theory about what should happen this week got a little convoluted last week, but I made the point
They
nonetheless.
didn't tank. They didn't sit all their starters that game, other than Lane Johnson. But they did win, which is exactly what I thought that they needed to do. So congratulations to the Eagles. You're Eagles.
Your theory wins out for this for now, and we'll find out next week. But Taylor, what we're going to do this week is we are going to give you one big takeaway. We are going to give me one big takeaway, and then we're going to come back and dissect one takeaway together from week 12, ultimately. All right, so let's start, Taylor, with your one big takeaway.
My takeaway is very broad, so you can throw darts at how broad it is, but I think there are four legitimate teams in the AFC right now, as the teams have kind of like now we know exactly what they look like. I think it is obviously the Ravens, which we have on the screen as being the current number one seed, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Jags, and also the Steelers, who keep finding a way to win. I don't think they're a great team, but they keep winning. So they must be doing something right.
Okay, so you're saying basically Taylor has figured out who's going to be in the Super Bowl on one side of the bracket, right? You're basically saying there are only four in the AFC.
Always knew there weren't that many in the NFC. We always had that one pretty narrowed down to about three teams at least.
But what's interesting here is you're saying the Dolphins are essentially out of this. The Bills, which we'll get to in a little bit, they are out of it. You're not putting a ton on the Texans at the moment, which has obviously been the darling. The Bengals lost Burrow. The Browns lost Watson and Chubb. Plus, the game against the Broncos was interesting. You're not necessarily saying the Broncos yet, despite the incredible rise that they're
Yeah,
on at the moment.
talk about a round of a season.
But you're saying it comes down to those four. Now, of those four, let's break this down a little bit. I mean, the Ravens pulled away beautifully from the Chargers on Sunday Night Football in LA. You know, that game was getting dicey, getting into a
I think
one score game.
no, because look at their upcoming schedule. They've got the Steelers again. They've got the Jags. They have the 49ers.
The Niners game is certainly daunting and
And
interesting.
so four really tough teams.
Here's what's interesting. The Ravens, with that Niners game upcoming, and the fact that they do not play the Chiefs this season, that seems to be the real mystery team because at times the Ravens have looked like world beaters. Now, largely against NFC opponents, we've seen what they've done. They've really dismantled a couple of NFC opponents. I mean, obviously, what we saw them do to the Lions is just get out of the way, wow. And even the Seahawks as well. I mean, that was just
Yeah, but
over
that
those were just over.
horrible. We saw them like a very confusing team against the Colts, the Browns, the Steelers, where you're wondering what the heck is going on. Even the game against the Chargers, I don't think that they looked incredible. It wasn't a blowout by any means. They kept it close all game.
It's interesting that you say that, but those are the games that you really need to learn how to win, put away on the road. And again, that's what the Ravens did, despite the most incredible 3rd-and-17 conversion of the season, certainly with the Chargers pulled off with the lateral that was deemed legal. But the play by Zay Flowers was arguably the play of the game as well, because that was an incredible turnaround and an incredible end around. And by the way, nearly in the exchange on that play, I was thinking, oh no, disaster. And then it turned out exactly how you wanted. Although, I'll ask you this, Taylor. Did you want him to go down at the one and just ice the game, or were you happier that he just plunged it in at that point? You want the points. You want the points. You want the touchdown. You want the accolades. That's great. Okay, so that's the Ravens. Now the Chiefs were always going to see as a major contender. Was that Jags-Texans game on Sunday enough for you to say that the Jaguars are clearly a team that could beat anyone in front of them, which is to say they would win a game in an AFC championship against the Ravens or the Chiefs?
I think it's all when you know this, when it comes down to the playoffs, it's all about matchups. Who plays well against which team? Who are you matched up against? And yeah, I think that the Jags, depending on who they get matched up against, could go on a hot streak and win.
This looks like a different version of Trevor Lawrence. This looks like a different version of Trevor Lawrence, right? Mm-hmm. This is sort of peak Trevor. I mean, it seems like that's what we're getting right now in regards to that team. And then there's something between him and Ridley that's really clicking. And the Texans, I mean, you look at that game, and it really felt fitting that it came down to that 58-yard kick and just hitting the perfect cross of the crossbar and the uprights the way that, I mean, direct in the middle. I mean, it looked good. That kick looked good. And when you go back and think about it, the Ravens also gave away, you could say, 3 points at the end of the first half, right? I mean, sorry, the Jaguars gave away 3 points at the end of that first half because Peterson had the ball at the 1 yard line, decides to run ATN instead of kicking.
Right as well. The Ravens gave away 3 points at the end of the half, too, with Justin Tucker.
That was true. Tucker never misses, yes. But I meant the Jaguars at the end of that half because Peterson really went for it on fourth down. Now, the Steelers is an interesting one that you bring up. You saying the Steelers really have a chance to win the Super Bowl, I would say that or get to the Super Bowl from the AFC regardless.
And like I said, once you're in the playoffs, I think that all rules kind of go out the door because it's all about matchups. It's all about who's playing well, and it's all about who's stayed healthy.
So that's it. So your one takeaway is you know who's going to be in the Super Bowl in the AFC. It's one of the four. It's one of those four. Wrap it up. That's it. It's interesting that in week 12, we can definitively say that. I love that you're committing to it and that you're saying it with the Steelers as well as part of the group. It's really more of a statement and an indictment on the Dolphins and the Bills, I would say, more than anything. Because the Bills, again, coming into the season were this favorite. And of course, with what's happened, with them being, you know, 10th in the conference at the moment, that's not anything we saw.
I think that they could go on. There'd be no team that, if they do go on a hot streak and they start winning every game from here on out, it would be like, oh, okay, well, there are the Bills. They're finally coming together. And I don't think anybody would be surprised. I just haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen enough of them being that team that they were even last year, this year.
And they put it together for quarters more than they put it together for entire games. Because being able to win a game, which they win on Sunday.
They're the Chiefs and the Bills right now. And you look at the Chiefs, and one thing that we both think is that we're walking away from Chiefs games thinking, wow, their defense played lights out. Their defense played incredible, which was historically, it was always the offense that was just putting up insane numbers and you couldn't keep up with them. Well, now it's also their defense that's helping them to really win games.
Chiefs in the loss to the Eagles on Monday Night Football, that's what stood out, was their defense. The defense played so well in that game, and the defense has been such a huge part of the season for them, and it's just not something we're used to saying. Because everyone just assumes that the offense, Mahomes, Kelsey, et cetera, is really the reason, and especially with what Andy Reid does on offensive lines. But defensively, what Spagnuolo has done, that has been incredibly impressive. All right, so Taylor, that is your one takeaway. My one takeaway is this, and it's a little shocking. It'll be a little shocking as an Eagles fan. But I'm going to say thank you for the schedule, all right? The Eagles with their cool logo that they have, their Kelly Green jerseys that they've been wearing. All right, I'm going to say – the Eagles had the most difficult schedule coming into the season. This stretch of playing Cowboys, to host the Cowboys, to then play at Kansas City, then to host the Bills, then to play the Niners and the Cowboys once again. That's five games that nobody will have on a schedule, and that is absolutely daunting. But I'll say this much. Thank you to the league for that. Not because of what it does for the Eagles necessarily, but much like you say, there are four teams in the AFC. And we know that there's essentially two in the NFC that we're really confident about. The fact that
Niners, Cowboys, correct?
Correct. We're saying, to me again, I think Eagles, Niners at this point, the Lions and the Cowboys, are we saying goodbye to the Lions and the Cowboys?
Well, I thought we were saying Eagles, 49ers, Cowboys.
And the Lions, did the Lions essentially say goodbye to that with the loss on Thanksgiving Day? Feels like it, but... Yeah. I'll say this much. The reason I'm saying thank you is getting to see the Eagles play the Cowboys twice, which of course will happen. Getting to see the Niners play the Cowboys and getting to see now the Eagles play the Niners this week. It's such a beautiful way to determine who really has an edge or who we really think has an edge by seeing it in the regular season. And normally those matchups in the playoffs are so interesting because you haven't seen it. But I would say this year, having that opportunity, coming off what was the NFC Championship, especially with so many people saying, Taylor, what if? What if Purdy hadn't gotten injured? Now Purdy playing at his height. That game against Seattle was an absolute wash of the Seahawks. I mean, that was That and the Cowboys game for the Niners, those definitively say this team is clicking. This team has everything it takes. This team is ready to take on the Eagles. I don't know what side you stand on that game coming up, but it feels like that is the gift of the season. So my takeaway is thank you for putting this in front of us the way that you have, even though it's a daunting stretch. And
look at situations with a glass half full.
That's what we're going to say. And even though my advice wasn't taken about resting everybody against the Bills other than Lane Johnson and gearing up for this Niners game, we'll see. And what looks like a two-game cushion in this moment with the Eagles on top of the NFC will look a lot different if they lose that game to the Niners. All right, so Taylor, that's your takeaway, is it's coming down to those four. My takeaway is thank you for the daunting, ridiculous schedule here where the Niners and Eagles are going to match up in the regular season. And now a takeaway for both of us to chew on here. Are the Chiefs absolutely and utterly definitively back on track? The game against the Raiders certainly looked right, but would we just say at this point, this is the team that we thought they'd be?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there was that one game against the Eagles where they had a case of dropsies where it felt like every single receiver and tight end, Travis Kelce included, were dropping the ball. But in terms of being a complete team, yes, I think that they are back on track.
And there's some part about the Broncos win that feels acceptable, divisional. Broncos now on an uptick. You know, that game meant so much for Denver at the time. Maybe there's something about that loss that feels a little more explainable. There's just something to that that feels, all right, that game we're not going to say is just, you know, that the Chiefs, all of their woes are tied up in that particular game. So in the end, I guess my takeaway, sadly, is I still think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I saw the Eagles beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. I obviously saw the Chiefs lose to the Broncos. Week one, we saw the Chiefs lose to the Lions. But everything that's going on around them, it just feels like this is not necessarily the time to peak. You know, the time to peak is obviously in the playoffs, in that divisional round.
Jet.
They just don't have to. And this is a team Andy Reid understands how to get the most out of his team at the right time.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, the Eagles,
they don't get a first round bye. You think that they'll still be fine?
I still think this team is absolutely capable. I just think this team, once this team is put in a position, once the Chiefs are in a divisional round, once the Chiefs are in a championship game, once the Chiefs, if they were to get there to a Super Bowl, I said this before the Eagles and Chiefs in the last Super Bowl, Taylor, I just feel like we're all living in the moment of Mahomes and everything else is sort of happening around it. And we're going to look back in history and remember all this as the Mahomes time.
The great news is that if the Chiefs do go to the Super Bowl, then Taylor will be able to make it back from Tokyo in time, because I did do the math. And because of the time change, by the time that she gets on the plane, enough time to get back for the game. In fact, commercial flight that she could make it on. Not that I think that she's flying commercial, but there is a commercial flight if she wanted to take the commercial flight back to, I think she would fly into LA and then take a flight from LA to Vegas. And okay.
So you've got that figured out. That's
either way, the Chiefs do go to the Super Bowl.
So we got that. The most important piece will be there, and that's what matters. And also, you know, that's what really matters. And the Eagles are winning too many one-score games. The first team in NFL history to come back 4 weeks in a row when trailing at halftime. It just feels like too much sort of has to go right, and it has been. So there's that. And just a quick shout out, if you will, Taylor, Frank Reich. First head coach in NFL history to be fired back-to-back seasons and in the midst of a season. And again, a special place in my heart was the offensive coordinator of the Eagles team that won the Super Bowl. And we are sure that he will land on his feet. But Taylor, so much more to catch up about. I can't imagine what next week's going to feel like. A bye week for the Ravens, of course, which is nice. But this is just tremendous. And thank you for figuring out what really matters for Taylor getting